Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
This is Ricky Cloverkamp reporting. A Lamar County, North Dakota woman died in a two-vehicle crash around 9 a.m. on Sunday on Highway 281 north of Edgeley. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says an empty enclosed trailer being pulled by a pickup was flipped by the wind and detached. That caused the pickup to swerve into the opposite lane, and it was struck by a semi-tanker truck that was passing by. The pickup then overturned onto the passenger side. Those in the pickup had to be extricated from the wreck and transported to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. The 64-year-old female passenger died at the hospital. The driver, a 69-year-old man, was seriously injured. Both are from Culm, North Dakota. The Montana tanker driver was not hurt. A University of North Dakota geology professor may have found the oldest ice in history. Jakob Puutkanen and a team of researchers found the 5-million-year-old sample in 2018 under 2 feet of dirt in the Ong Valley of the Transantarctic Mountains. They melted part of the sample to analyze the dirt and sand inside to date it. Geologists believe ice can be a great way to understand the Earth's ancient climate. Researchers examine the amount of oxygen in the ice to do so. Puutkanen believes there are 10 other areas like the one where he found the ancient ice. And St. Charles's Fall Dinner in Oaks is on November 13th. A turkey dinner with all the fixings will be served from 11 a.m. until gone. To-go orders can be made by texting 701-290-7753 or come to the event. Prices are $15 for adults. Children 6 through 12 are $7, and 5 and under eat for free. St. Charles's Fall Dinner in Oaks, again, it's on November 13th. That's your local headlines. I'm Ricky Cloverkamp reporting. For more, head on over to our website, newsdakota.com.